WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
For his holiday gift picks this year, jazz critic Kevin Whitehead recommends four new or recent boxes of three CDs each, two of them bargains, and none quite expensive enough to break the bank. To get things rolling, here's some Fats Waller.
Fats Waller on electric organ with Al Casey on guitar, 1941. One classy gift for the jazz fan this season is Waller's If You Got to Ask, You Ain't Got It, three CDs worth of tunes he recorded between 1926 and 43. It ropes in all the Fats Wallers, the solo pianist, band pianist, pipe organist, cheeky singer of his own and other people's tunes, and all-round winning personality. One of the last century's great entertainers, Waller was also a fine songwriter. 1938's Hold My Hand sounds like it was written for Fred Astaire, with Astaire's kind of elegance, verbal wit, and terpsichorean bounce. But the delivery is pure Fats.
Am I happy? Tickles me. There's no telling how I feel. Since I met you, I can't think. I keep wondering, is this real? Come on and hold my hand. Let's dance all night together, hand in hand, as lightly as a feather. Hold my hand. There's romance in the weather. You and me, merrily, tip, tip, tipping in harmony. Kiss me, dear.
This Fats Waller anthology is one you can really spend some time with. The handsome program book includes a long, long appreciation by Dan Morgenstern.
Benny Holcomb now.
Another lavishly documented new three CD box dealing with music from between the world wars is devoted to the string bass. It starts in 1925, when the bass fiddle was more rare on record than on gigs because it was hard to record. The anthology, How Low Can You Go, is on Dust to Digital, a labor of love label with a weakness for old, weird Americana. The box casts a wide net, taking in famous and obscure jazz groups, but also Latin, calypso, country, gospel, blues, Hawaiian, and jug bands. A full disc is given over to bassist Bill Johnson, who led the first nationally acclaimed jazz group, the unrecorded Creole Band, which plied the vaudeville circuit in the 1910s. And there are two numbers by bass woman Thelma Terry with a teenage Gene Krupa on drums. Music in the bass box was chosen with obvious care, and there's plenty of limber, percussive pluck and slap from Pops Foster, Walter Page, John Kirby, and Milt Hinton. But sometimes, an insomniac's tick-tock beat is enough. Here's Carol Waldron on a 1933 blues by Dickie Wills' Shim Shammers. Variety and a sense of fun make How Low Can You Go a painless history lesson. The same goes for saxophonist Sonny Stitt's Stitt's Bits, the bebop recordings, 1949 to 1952, on three CDs from Prestige. You may not buy annotator Harvey Pekar's argument that Stitt was a pioneer of 1940s bebop and not just the first of umpteen imitators of bop king Charlie Parker. But Stitt ducked the comparison by moving away from Parker's alto toward tenor and baritone saxes. The bigger horns let him find his own deeper voice to complement the quick fingers. That's Shadow Wilson on drums. The Sonny Stitt box works because of the range of settings he recorded in around 1950. He waxed pretty ballads and jumping blues, beefed up his small groups with extra horns or mambo percussion, backed up singers, and engaged in many friendly battles with fellow tenor and baritone man Gene Ammons. He's the set's featured co-star. Sounds kind of like Dylan's basement tapes 17 years early. I wonder if Ammons and Stitt got accused of selling out for that. And finally, something totally else. Our last three-disc pick is Andrew Hill's solo from the Mail Order Mosaic label. It's 3 hours of singular piano music from 1978, most of it unreleased till now. As composer, Hill has a knack for embedding catchy phrases into haunting tunes. Here he obsesses on his melodies, pouring over them for 15 minutes at a stretch and proceeding in fits and starts. Every time he cycles back through a tune's form, it's as if he starts from scratch instead of building on the last round. It sounds nutty, but he gives every pass the breezy informality of a pencil sketch. Andrew Hill's solo method is so mysterious, the music's texture so often oddly spare, it keeps pulling you back in. It's mysterious, but light on the ears. One thing the Hill, Fats Waller, Sonny Stitt, and string bass boxes all have in common, besides blessedly ungimmicky packaging, is that the music's so rich, it keeps yielding new details, new secrets every time you listen. That way, a lucky recipient will still have plenty to discover long after the tinsel's in the trash and the tree is on the curb.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas and is a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. You'll find a list of the box sets he reviewed on our website, freshair.npr.org.